So this morning we are going to cover off on a number of these horses, starting with James Ferguson from the Charlie Appleby team out there at Canterbury. They've stayed after what happened there a couple of weeks ago. Charlie and Godolphin decided to stay and try and win the Sydney Cup this week. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. And I will say, Charlie Appleby back in the UK at the Craven meeting there at Newmarket, went bang, bang, won the first couple of races there last night.
Yeah, two first and a second. So, you know, I thought they'd be longing for me to come back. I'm slightly aware that they want me to stay here longer now. Stay away from the art.
Well, James Doyle finished third in the opener, second in the second, and then finished with a fifth. So he started back there already after riding in Sydney on Saturday. But it was William Buick and Charlie teaming up. So it'll be a good time to get back, mate, if the stable's up and going.
I know, exactly. Good time to go back. All the two-year-olds ready to roll. So, yeah, exciting times anyway.
Well, how about these two, Penglai Pavilion and Polarisation? We know what happened a couple of Saturdays ago with the race, but how have they come through that experience of already having a two-mile run?
Yeah, look, they obviously, we had them 100% on the day and they gave 110%. You know, after 2 miles, you would have thought that, you know, it might take a bit out of them. But they seem okay. They seem good. And I'm really, really happy with them. You know, we wouldn't be running them if we weren't happy with them. You know, you've got to give these horses every chance. And, you know, we definitely think that we deserve our chance to go back and try and win the Sydney Cup. So, yeah, you know, I'm really, really happy. You know, they're eating up fine. They're cantering around. So we've just got to freshen them up and see what we can do to get them back.
Yeah, understand. Confirmation has just come from Racing New South Wales that the 16 that were nominated in the Schwepp Sydney Cup have all accepted. So Rock On will be first emergency and Self Sense second emergency, and all the other 14 are acceptors in the race. So that's the makeup. We'll wait for the barrier draws. Can we take a line, James, on the spring for Charlie Appleby's horses in Melbourne, where their first runs were really good, but even their second runs were a bit better? Can we take any sort of line with that going into this week?
You know, you can. Every horse is different. You can if you want. But to be honest, I think they both seem okay. You know, it'll be interesting to see how you'll only know for sure on race day. But sure, you know, we've been very easy on them. You know, we haven't asked for much. We know that they're fit. We know that they gave good enough performances to warrant you know, just giving them a bit of an easier time. And, you know, we're building up now for Saturday. And listen, if they can put in two performances like that again, you know, we'll be very, very happy.
Well, that's the one thing that I think we know with your horses, James, that they're fit and they're rock hard and they just keep going.
Yeah, I hope. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah exactly. And just on the work at Canterbury, have you done much with them?
To be honest, Andrew, I gave them an easy week last week. Yeah. And this week they just did a stronger canter yesterday. They'll do a stronger canter tomorrow, and then they'll just roll into Saturday. You know, they're bright. I'm really happy with the way they came out. You know, Mikey Ennis, who rides Penglai Pavilion, says you almost feel better. You know, it's amazing how well, you know, I think he's doing at the moment, and Polarisation's giving me a good feel at the moment. So we're excited to be giving it another chance. And, you know, we've managed to get 2 extra weeks holiday out of it. So that's all right. Don't tell anyone. It's not a holiday.
No, it's not a holiday. You just keep working.
We're looking forward to lining up anyway, and we're going to give it every chance.
Well, that's all you can do, and we'll wait for the draws and things like that. But it sounds like you've done as much as you can. Without going too much to the first running of the Cup and what unfolded, it was certainly a day of high drama, and I think it impacted on everyone. You know, you prepare horses for race days, James, and when it doesn't unfold the way, obviously, as it did last Saturday week, it impacts on everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, we came out with a plan, and look, but that's racing. You know, you have to change your plans. You have to do what it comes. In the interests of safety, you know, we respect the decision that the stewards made, and you know, our thoughts are more with Al Mooncliffe and the connections there. You know, that was disastrous, you know, shocking for them. But you know, we you know, you take it as it comes. That's racing for you, highs and lows. And, you know, the most important thing is to realise that that was last week and now you've got to look forward to this week.
Yeah, understand. All right, James, good luck. Sounds like they're in a nice place and we'll, I guess we won't know completely until the end of the Sydney Cup on Saturday, but let's hope they run well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks, James. James Ferguson joining us there from the Charlie Appleby team.